Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the barlifestyle.com. It's the Bar Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Becker. You're listening to episode number 512 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. We would like it. Well, more on this later. I'm reticent to do this. Also, somebody will go nameless, and maybe they'll show up later, sent me a fucking DM the other day. Need the phone number quickly. Like, how? First of all, I say the fucking phone number at the beginning of every show, and I'm just going back. I've taken Twitter off my phone. Did Cody Bellinger sign?
Oh, was he a free agent?
Yeah, no, doesn't. No, it just says that he's still a free agent. Who's going to sign him? That's Ed Daly, by the way. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing well. Sorry for cutting into your intro.
Hey, no, I kind of felt like we were having a conversation anyway. Hold on. So this someone DM'd me on Insta, and again, I'm not going to out this person, and said, need the phone. How do you get to your main profile here? You just click a picture of yourself, right? That's how you get to it. Need the phone number quickly. As if that's the quickest way. I say it at the beginning of every show. Just play 30 seconds of a show. You'll get the phone number. Also, I'm looking right here at my Twitter page. 949-464-8257 is the phone number to leave a message. How could you possibly think that sending me a direct message would be the fastest way to, quote, get that information quickly? Wondering. Anyway. Give us a call. Leave us a message. 949-464-8257. We might be on the verge of losing email privileges here. More on that later. Mailbag@thebarlifestyle.com is the email address. We appreciate everybody that helps us out. Somebody just sent me a as I was preparing the production document for this week's show, because we're pros over here. Obviously, as I was preparing this week's production document, I was going through the email that we got this week. And one of the emails was like, hey, can I have that Chinese bootleg jersey site that Ed was talking about? And I responded, are you a Red Circle subscriber? Y/N? ? And if it comes back, why? I will happily provide them with the address of that where you can get fake Jordans and shit that Ed knows about, that Ed turned us on to. So you got to be a subscriber, though. You got to look, you're scratching my back a little bit. I'm willing to help you out in the same way. And I'm pretty sure this guy is, because I know who this guy is. He's familiar to me. So I'll be super sad if he's not. I'll just say that. I'll be bummed if he's not. But I believe that he is. If you would like to be able to email me and ask me for that secret website, you got to give us $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. Become a subscriber. Get all the bonus content we do there. Get the bonus Bri podcast that I do often. Get all the added content that we do here every week with Ed and I. You get all that, all the more ribald stuff. Our buddy Matthew Richard sent us a story about in-flight maggots this week. You're not going to hear us discuss that if you don't subscribe. So please find it in your heart. Give us the $5. Click the link in the show notes. I am joined now, as always, by the great Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I meant to say this last week.
Tell me.
I watched all of the True Detective show that ended last night with Jodie Foster.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Because now I'm interested. And please, you're going to proffer your review. But before you get into it.
I won't spoil anything, but I will give a brief kind of observation.
It's supposed to have taken place in Alaska. Am I correct?
Yeah, like maybe the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
Or like December 21st and New Year's. So it's dark all the time.
Yeah. But they shot. But I'm told they shot it in Iceland. So why not just make it in Alaska? If it's supposed to be in Alaska, nothing looks more like Alaska than Alaska. You got to go all the way to Iceland to do it. Is this
where they're trying to shirk the union rules, Ed?
Yes, I'm sure there are union rules involved, but I'm surprised for the main reason that I would think it's more expensive in Iceland.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be more expensive. You got to fly every. You got to get your crew. You're not hiring a local crew. Now, hold on. Before you go on, I want to proffer my thoughts on True Detective before they're sullied by your review of this most recent season. Season one, kind of good. Big letdown. No twist whatsoever. Sets you up for a big twist.
I thought season one was great.
I liked it. I liked it too. No, I liked it too. And it was directed by that Cary Fukunaga guy. And that, yeah. And there was that one really good long shot scene that they did. And I liked it. I liked it. I was a little bummed by the ending, but I still overall great performances. Alexandra Daddario, it should be mentioned, is in it. Woody, great in everything. McConaughey, fantastic. It was good. Season two, that's the one where Vince Vaughn is in it. He talks weird.
He does, but I think people hated it so much. And I thought it's still pretty entertaining. I didn't hate watching it, but people hated it because it's not everything's gotta be a 10 or a 1.
Yes.
You know, like what 5 stars or 0 stars. There's no in between.
And it was
I liked it.
Yeah, and it was set, I kinda liked it too. It was set in It was a made up city, but it was supposed to be the city of Vernon, which is here in like industrial part of LA where no one lives. And it was pretty good. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
He gives you a good performance every time. I like that season. Season three.
That's Steven. No, who's the
Mahershala
dude? Mahershala Ali.
Yeah. And
he's always good.
Yes. Yeah, Steven. What's his name? Stephen Colbert.
Oh, I know.
Real handsome guy.
Dorf.
Stephen Dorf is in it. And you know what I'm realizing? I like that season too. That was a good season.
I like that season too.
Stephen Dorf, very good. Now, what I will say is other than season two, season one and three, there's a lot of allusions to child molestation, child crimes are involved.
Yes.
And that can be a little heavy.
It can be a lot heavy.
Yes. Very heavy. Now, hold on. Have there only been three seasons before the Jodie Foster season?
I believe that to be true.
Okay. Give me the Jodie Foster season.
The basic premise is they're in the middle, like they're not even in Anchorage, which I'm sure is not really much of a city, but they are in the middle of nowhere, and it's like a research facility, people go missing. And Jodie Foster, and it's a lot of Native people, and some working for the police force, people around town, and it's like
– this sounds very much like Wind River starring show favorite Jeremy Renner. Same idea. Yes. Same, similar.
It does. There are some parallels to that.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
My only point is 6 episodes.
Yeah.
After 4 episodes, like each episode, you're like, what the fuck? What was that? What was that? Yeah. Episode 4 brings a lot together.
Yep.
Episode 5, you get your conclusion.
Right. Yeah. That's how they do it. Yes.
Yeah. And it's only 6. It's not a big commitment. I liked it. It's like if you want to watch a creepy show, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yes.
But my comment, and I think we talked about it at least during season one.
Tell me.
They make a choice with this show. I believe, and I don't even think there was any of this kind of activity in the last few episodes. In the first few episodes, there were. This might be the loudcomer show of record. Everyone is like standing having sex and screaming, and it's very audible. It's a very loud sex show. Even Jodie Foster, who all I think of her as, good morning, Dr. Lecter. Yes. But like, you wouldn't think of her as a loud comer. Everyone in this show
was a very loud comer.
Oh, wow. Dr. Lecter.
That's a great, wow. That's almost as good as your Johnny Depp. That is so good. I'm told, and by told, I heard somebody talk about this on a podcast, that there is her partner aggressively
jackhammer
forces a cream pie upon an unsuspecting dude. And forgive me for using that terminology.
Yeah. Her coworker, or it wasn't like her cop partner, because they weren't but they were part of the same investigation. She has very loud, aggressive sex with a guy. Like, it's very loud. I'm like, what is going? Like, is that like from the writer? The writer's like, hey,
yeah,
when you guys,
yes,
when the volcano blows, I need full decibel screaming.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know.
Must be. Yes, I mean, they're obviously.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yes.
Because if you had one person having loud sex and then another couple having somewhat normal sounds, and it wasn't. Everybody is very screamy and vocal.
That is kind of weird, because you would think you would get the full range of sexual, especially a show with a lot of sex. Like, not everybody David Spades it in the bedroom, you know.
I think the same writer is behind all the seasons. Do you think he puts it all bold when it comes to the sex scenes? Like, oh baby, it's crazy.
100%. Yeah, we're gonna need some aggressive coming in this scene. And the director gets a note. He's like, gets the daily.
Not loud enough.
I didn't like the coming. You know, hey, great scene. You got all the shots. Great, great takes on everything. I think we got.
What was with the exhale? I need screams.
Yeah, I could barely hear the coming in that one. That was the quietest coming that's ever been on film.
And the other thing, I had the pleasure of turning on the TV, and the Great Bugs Bunny was on, and it was one of those ones where he hoodwinks Fudd, dressing as a woman.
Shit.
Yeah. Dressing as the woman. Now, here's the question. Yeah. And I believe they even talked about it in Wayne's World. Do you find him attractive? It's not so much that. Oh. Do you think Elmer Fudd was dumb enough to not realize that it was a female rabbit? Or do you think he saw the breasts in a dress and he forgot that there's fur on the face? Like, to what end, Elmer?
Well, look. He's a huntsman, right?
He's lonely in the woods.
Yeah, he's out there. He tells his wife, "Look, honey,
He's married? I don't.
Yeah, of course, Elmer.
I think he hasn't found the right woman yet.
Well, no. This is why he goes out hunting, and he's like, "Sweetheart, I'm going to be gone." I don't know how he sounds anymore. I think he has a speech impediment.
Be very quiet.
Yeah, be very quiet. Yeah, I guess. I'm going to be gone for a couple of days hunting rabbits, but really hunting. He's out there. He's looking to fuck the shit out of some rabbits, and dead or alive.
And he finds one that's the same size as him, more or less.
Yes. And he's like, oh, this is my holy grail. Maybe he's heard of it. You know how like some hunters are like, there's a 16 point buck out there. It's, you know, we've been seeing it. We've caught sight of it. 3 times last season, nobody could get a good draw on it, but we know, and they got a name for it, like Ol' Hoss. Ol' Hoss is out there, and he's ready to be took. We're ready to take Ol' Hoss. He's too wily. We just can't get a draw on him. Well, same. Fudd's been, he's out there. Look, he's shooting up some food, and, you know, he's bringing home rabbits for the wife, but really, he saw that big old man-sized bunny that one time going in that hole in the ground.
So you think he knows all along it's a rabbit. So
he knows.
It's not – he just wants to be known as a heterosexual – Oh my God. Bestiality enthusiast.
Yes.
He doesn't want to be known as a pansexual bestiality enthusiast.
Well, no, he doesn't want to be.
He doesn't get sexual until Bugs dresses as a woman. But the problem is Bugs tucks the ears, but the face is still furry.
Right. So,
like, he knows it's a rabbit, right?
He doesn't want to be known. That's the thing. That's what, if he wanted to be known, he could just DM at Walk Off HPP and say, "Hey, where's the places you go to fuck the furries?" And Walk Off HPP be like, "Were he still alive?" Would be like, "Oh, you go to this Days Inn in Tucson, and it's, you know, February 23rd. That's when the furry convention is." If he wanted to be known, he would do that. But no, he keeps it on the DL. Much like former Idaho Senator Larry Craig when he would go to Union Station.
Well, he just had a wide stance.
Or to the Minneapolis airport to get his gardening magazines. He would wide stance it. But FUD is essentially wide stancing it out in the woods.
In the woods.
With a quote unquote lady bunny. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just wants that big ass bunny.
But the goal is a bunny. It's not.
Yes.
That's The tucking of the ears, that's all just to make him pretend.
He knows it's
a rabbit, right?
Yes. Plausible deniability, Ed. He's like,
"Gotcha.
Look,
gotcha.
Yes, I was fucking a rabbit. Like, I got caught." Much like that Penn State professor.
Oh, yeah. Was it on the front lawn?
No, it was in the woods. He was out on a trail. He was fucking his
poor
dog.
Poor old Bosco.
Yeah. He was fucking his dog. We could have done that in the privacy.
But it was room. He didn't go 60 miles into the woods. He was like a quarter mile off campus.
He has a walking trail. And he's out there and he's fucking his dog and he gets caught. And he needed the plausible deniability of saying, "Oh, but my dog was dressed provocatively. Did you see
what Bosco was wearing?"
Yes. Yes. "Did you see the lipstick? Somebody put lipstick on my dog and it wasn't me. And I got confused. My dog was dressed provocatively." Now let's, I got another question.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sam.
My favorite.
He's the best. Well, I'm a Foghorn Langhorne guy as well, but Yosemite Sam also great. He had that beautiful mustache.
Soup strainer and a half.
Yeah. Ginger mustache. He's 4'10" if he's an inch.
Yeah. Runs a bit hot.
Yeah, he's a little pent up. Dresses like a cowboy wherever he goes. Got that flavor saver working, and he's saving all the flavor with that thing. You're not missing anything.
Yeah, but that rage tells me.
Yeah,
he's not going. He's not stepping out. He's saving it all.
Yeah.
He's waiting for the big moment.
Yep, and then he's taking it. He's not waiting for a yes or no.
Foghorn would probably come in second, but he absolutely is the loudest comer in the Looney Tunes universe.
Foghorn Leghorn?
No.
Oh, Sam. Yeah. Sam, of course. Yes. Yes.
Foghorn would be up there. Well, I say,
yeah. Yeah. Yes. Pretty good. Yes. Chicken Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good to know. Ed, I was just setting up, as I was setting up the recording document, I saw we were talking about something last week, and as I was reading the story, I saw another story on the page that we're reading, that I was reading, and I opened the link, but then I forgot to talk about it, and it's really terrible news for you. It's terrible news for me. It's terrible news for anybody of a certain age, but of any generation, this touches us all. Hollywood finds its next Karate Kid.
Another one.
Ben Wang. Best known for starring opposite Michelle Yeoh in American Born Chinese, will take on the iconic role in the franchise's newest film. So they got to be able to sell everything to China.
Sure.
And this guy's Chinese, so it makes sense that they're going to sell it to China. But it kind of defeats the purpose, because if he's Chinese, doesn't he already know karate?
Uh-oh.
He's got to be.
Careful.
He's got
to be. Tread lightly.
He doesn't. He's because the whole movie is about having to learn karate. He's gonna go to Jackie Chan and learn karate. Is that the deal?
So I'm gonna move past that line.
Yeah.
The problem, I'm looking at this Ben Wang.
Yeah.
The problem with this is the same thing with Jaden Smith, though.
Yeah.
The reason why the first one worked is because sex was on the table. Allie with an I.
Yeah.
And Daniel. We're in high school.
It's fucking.
Sex was on the table. Then they remade it.
Jersey shows up and tries to Sancho our guy Johnny's ass. Johnny was just trying to talk to his girlfriend. He was trying to patch things up.
Playing some music. She wanted to play music. He wanted to talk. Got out of hand. But sex was on the table for everybody involved.
That's true.
Certainly with Johnny.
That's a great point.
Sex was on the table. Then you bring like 11-year-old Jaden Smith. And so why do I care about a love story where nobody's going to smash?
No.
And didn't work. Jaden Smith, I didn't care.
Such a pussy. Like, I didn't watch it, but I'm sure anybody in the Johnny role could have kicked the living shit out of that little pussy.
I think I watched 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah. And I was like, wait a second. Like, I don't need a sex scene, but I need to believe in the fact that fornication could happen for me to really give a shit about a love story.
LaRusso. We don't think LaRusso really beat it up, though, right? Like,
No, but.
Come on.
You know he wanted to. You know Johnny already did.
Yeah.
There was real emotion behind everything. Allie certainly was up for it.
Yeah. No, oh, definitely. Well, because
so,
she moved on with the quarterback at UCLA.
That's right. So that's why she moved on.
Right.
But it was just on the table in general. And now.
No, it's not.
Remake it with an 11-year-old, and I just saw this Wang character. He doesn't look like he's of smashing age.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, this is a problem. I don't foresee this movie doing well in the United States of America. I'll just say that because it's just not gonna work for us. Okay, one more thing, Ed. So I opened the fucking email this week. And as has become the normal course of things, I get an email. This email says, explore the elegance of China's last dynasty, introducing our small leather goods collection. That's one of my Shenyun emails.
I got two this week. I got two physical pieces of mail.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just their marketing people. This is somebody signed me up for this.
Yeah.
Then also remember last week I talked about some scumbag put me on Taylor Nation, which I believe is Taylor Swift. Yeah. The Tortured Poets Department, available April 19th. Oh my God. And here she is with her stupid bangs looking forlorn. You can't have $1 billion and be forlorn. Sorry, Taylor. So now 5 hours left to shop. Another Taylor Swift website, but Ed, the Tortured Poets, I think this is her. She's calling herself a tortured poet now. Look, I don't need to know this. Like, I would not know this about Taylor Swift if it weren't for some jerk, Ed. But it's gotten much, much worse.
Oh, no.
And I hate that I'm rewarding whatever piece of shit took my hallowed email address, which is only to be shared with important communications about maggots on airplanes and other such knowledge. They've sent it to the goddamn Mormons, Ed. We're glad you're never shaking that. Ed, it gets so much worse. We're glad you're here. To help you get to know us, we've put together a preview of the kinds of messages we'll be sharing with you. Learn how to pray. Bring your family closer to God. Oh, this Mormon wife here is kind of hot. Oh, she's got the undergarments on though. Find meaning. Okay. And I'm like, okay, yeah, pretty funny, guys. And then I just look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 emails. Today is Monday. So since 1 o'clock PM last Tuesday, Ed, they've hit me 7 times.
Jeez.
Brian with a Y, we've received your request. More. Yeah, we're excited to get to know you. Thanks for your interest in meeting with missionaries to see how they can help you come closer to God and grow your faith.
If the right person shows me missionary,
yeah,
I could get closer to God.
Oh, I love a good missionary. There's nothing wrong with missionary. They make the sounds in the missionary. Ed.
Just pumping and sweating.
Yeah. Ed, what can the Bible teach me? Reading the Bible can help you grow closer to Jesus and learn more about his gospel. Need help getting started? Schedule a time to study the Bible with us. This is unfucking.
David and Goliath.
Yeah. Find peace and hope. See what's possible because of Jesus Christ. What happens after we die? Three ways you can draw closer to God. Okay, hold on. The guy, is he a subscriber? Oh, so the guy, I said, you a red circle sub? YN question mark. And he just responded with the appropriate response. Why? So I'm going to go ahead and send him the address, the website that he needs to. Good for him. That's all it takes. This guy gives us $5 a month. He can have this information. See if information's his. Okay.
Perfect.
Ed, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment. Very sad. And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update. Tragic update. Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, who died?
I just got a late breaker.
Oh, tell us.
Adult film actress Cagney Lynn Carter was apparently found dead by suicide, 36 years old. Very sad.
Oh, that is very sad. Hold on. I need to. First of all,
Cagney with a K.
Oh,
Cagney,
thank you.
Cagney Carter with two Ks.
God, this is so difficult. She better be hot. I mean, it's going to be sadder if she's hot.
The only problem, the name Cagney of people of a certain age.
Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah, you wouldn't think sexual. I'd personally much rather look at the naked Tim Daly, her brother.
Right. While it took me, I was a while before I realized.
Yeah, same.
That they were brother and sister. And
I didn't realize until she appeared on an episode of Wings.
Yeah. Oh, she did? Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, wait, I think I kind of remember that. Cagney Lynn Carter, American porno actress. Suicide. Very sad. I don't think. Oh, she has a very unfortunate.
Wow.
Instagram handle.
Yeah.
I won't be reading out loud.
No. Yeah. Oh, this is a tough quote.
Yeah.
Even this is a quote, I guess, from a coworker.
Yeah.
Even in her darkest days, however, she still showed up to the studio. Always ready to learn, contribute, better herself in whatever small way she could manage. Learn.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's the first thing they bring up. She tried things.
Well, you're not born knowing how to be pile driven, Ed. Like that is
true. You don't wake up Eiffel Towering.
Yes, exactly. That
That's
is
learned. Skill. That's learned.
And look, we've all seen Boogie Nights.
Sure.
Where Amber Waves, she's got to like coach, especially Eddie from Torrance. She's got to coach these kids on how to do sexual intercourse.
And cocaine.
My son, you know, he's at that age and he's he's like into the same kind of shit I'm into. So he's like,
are you guys accountability buddies now?
Well, not quite. No, not in that sense. Not in that sense. I don't know what he's into there, but he's like, hey dad, he's like, you see Mark Wahlberg's praying up and he's renouncing his performance in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he's showing up at talk shows with the ashes on his forehead.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, I'm like, he's been in exactly one good movie. It's like, it's not only is it a good movie and he's great. Good in it. It's one of the best movies of the last 30 years.
Yes.
He's renouncing the one good thing he's done because he thinks the Lord doesn't like it. Get the fuck out of here with this guy. And people are sending me links to his stupid golf clothes that he sells. Fuck him. Fuck.
Let's Mark not Walter. Forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a Vietnamese guy missing an eye.
Yeah. Hate crime.
Hate crime. Hate criminal.
Homophobe.
Hardcore. Who else died?
R.I.P.
Cagney Lynn Carter, by the way.
Yes. R.I.P. Cagney.
Yeah. Yep.
Get help if you're depressed.
Yeah, she's very sad. Yeah.
It's very sad. R.I.P. Charles Lefty Driesell, legendary Terps coach, 92 years old.
I swear to God I saw that name on here, Ed. I swear to God. I assume this guy was like a contemporary of Cy Young. I thought he was throwing like 600 innings a season.
He was a contemporary of John Wooden. He announced Maryland would be the UCLA of the East. That was his like thing. But he was like a good 70s coach, and then he got fired. He got blamed because Len Bias died of a cocaine overdose.
He had moved the head on coach. Again.
Yeah. He's head coach. He's like, what? They got rid of him.
At that point. That's bullshit. Did Charles Lefty Driesell wear one of those beautiful plaid jackets back in the day?
He definitely back in the day. He had some 70s fashion
They should bring that back, because have you seen the way the coaches dress today? It's disgusting. They look like they're in their fucking pajamas. Right. It's an embarrassment, actually. Yeah. You guys are professionals. Oh, you make $6 million a year? Why are you wearing fucking sweatpants? Because you're fat. Go fuck yourself.
Very, very sad, but not surprising. Yeah. R.I.P. Alexei Navalny. Yes. He was the Putin critic and Russian activist who, like, I think he ran against him and was, like, definitely won, but then was declared the loser and was jailed.
He did. He's...
He was poisoned, and then the Russian hospital announced no poison was found in the system. So I guess he just collapsed on the plane for no reason. Then he had poison thrown in his face, but that was again ruled to not be poison.
Yeah.
Then he was thrown in a Siberian prison where, unfortunately, he died of natural causes at the age of 47 this week.
Hanging out there in the gulag. Now, is this a... the enemy me of my enemy is my friend situation? Because Alexei Navalny, while it's a vocal Putin critic, which is great, we need more. We could use some of that in this country. People calling out corruption, very important. And that's what he did. But he was also like a super far right Russian nationalist that called for the extermination of Muslims. And if he were the president of Russia, we would not like him very much, but we like him because he hated Putin, who's a bad guy. Yeah, we like people that call out corrupt. I don't know. It's confusing. That's all. But very sad. Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, you just don't like seeing Putin get a win.
No, it's true. That's true. Look, the big C is about to take him down. Like, he's not. He's living but a hard time as it is.
I've been waiting for that for a long time. I feel like.
Yeah,
the big C has been knocking on his door for a while.
Well, he's a Jew. He's quite possibly the richest man on the planet, as based on all the industries he controls,
the Panama Papers. And
So he could do. He's probably has access to being kept alive better than anybody. But look, nobody escapes. If the big C's coming, it's going to get you. It'll get him.
I don't want to jinx it, because now we're transitioning from a horrible dude to a wonderful man.
Yes.
Wonderful human being. I just saw Jimmy Carter marked 1 year
in hospice.
1 year in hospice.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of someone lasting a month in hospice?
I know. And what is he, 99?
I think so. One year in hospice care.
I know.
Whatever they're giving this guy, it's impressive.
He's a tough dude. Pretty impressive, yeah.
And apparently he didn't die of a broken heart. His wife died a while ago now.
Is he, like, Clint Eastwood's nearly as old as him, and he's still fucking. So
he's doing sex scenes.
Yeah, so it's possible. It's possible that.
Yeah, but nobody put old Clint. They didn't put Dirty Harry on hospice care a year ago. That's crazy. I feel so bad because I know I'm jinxing it, but that is nuts. 1 year in hospice.
No, I you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I saw that too, and I was like, "Whoa! Like that's a long time to be spissed." Yeah.
RP, a guy named Don Gullett.
Oh, great.
Yankees and Reds World Series winning pitcher, 73 years old. That is some moniker.
Yeah, Don Gullett. I mean, I bet the guys in the clubhouse had a good time with that name.
Gullett. Yep. Yeah. And finally, a lot of people reached out about this guy. Wow. Bill Post, creator of the Pop-Tart, 96 years old. Yeah. Believe he lived in Michigan somewhere.
Look, it's been many, many years. Many, many years. And I did see recently that my super hot girlfriend, Shay, had purchased some Pop-Tarts, although I think they might have been like off-brand tarts for her child, and her child wasn't into them. But I'll tell you what, a Pop-Tart is nice. It is a nice
one of my son's creation. Will have them from time to time, and I'll accidentally ding off a corner by mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yep, the dad tax.
Sorry, I was pulling it out of the toaster. Something chipped off.
What do you go for? The strawberry Pop-Tart.
Now he actually likes. Chocolate. No, he likes the brown sugar, or is it cinnamon or something? I like it.
Oh, that sounds kind of good. Hold on, let's look up. Let's see what kind of Pop-Tart. Because look, since we've been in the Pop-Tart game.
Oh yes, I'm sure there's been a million different flavors.
All sorts of flavors, toaster pastries. Oh my god, these just look. And now look, I'm looking at at the bullshit ones with no frosting on the outside.
What are they, healthy?
Fuck out of here!
Get out of here!
Yeah, it's filled with goo.
Let me guess, the inside's filled with spinach. No,
yes.
Just give us the fucking frosting. We know what we're getting into.
There's fucking goo in it. Put some goo on the outside too. Okay,
I've never had this one, but I'm not. I wouldn't be afraid to take a bite at a frosted banana bread Pop-Tart.
I'm seeing that. I would fuck with that. Yeah,
that sounds like it could be good.
100%. Look, those are all new. I don't think apple cinnamon. Probably not for me. Now look. Any port in a storm, it's Apple Jacks flavored. If it was, you know, if there's an Apple Jacks, Ed, remind us, how was Apple Jacks rated in your cereal book?
Poor
cereals.
Poor. It's a dull. The consistency, it's a little cardboardish.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it's kind of a dull, annoying taste. I'm not an Apple Jacks fan.
Yeah. The fake apple flavored thing's kind of bullshit. Frosted chocolatey chip pancake Pop-Tarts. I would pass on that, I would say.
I feel like the chocolate always is a bit much.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And because it's not real chocolate, you know, and it's, and also you wake up, it's 7 a.m. and, you know, you're having your morning coffee, or in your case, not coffee. And it's breakfast time. You want to pretend that you're eating something that's breakfast. Like chocolate is not, even though all of these are a dessert, right? You still want to not be. Okay. Here's the old. Eggo frosted maple flavor Pop-Tarts. That seems like kind of harsh.
Well, but maple syrup with a pancake.
Nice.
Like
it is nice. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd try it.
I probably would. Now, this is a classic that I would fuck with. I did fuck with back in the day. I would fuck with right now. Frosted blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, that's a standard classic flavor.
Can't go wrong. Cookies and cream, confetti. I mean, there's so many flavors. Look, I get off this 75 hard. As everyone knows, I'm in the midst of my 75 hard accountability challenge, and
in the final month.
We're in the final month, which is kind of weird. I was telling somebody the other day, like if you said, hey, you got to not drink and exercise twice a day and read 10 pages of a book and drink a gallon of water and take a picture of yourself. You got to do this every day for a month. People would be like, get the fuck, that's fucking too hard. I'm not doing that. But seeing as how I already did it for a month and a half, doing it for another month doesn't seem that bad. So yeah, we're in the home stretch here.
I think the hardest thing for me really would be taking a picture of myself.
So I'm not going to lie. And I don't want, cause I read a link about 75 hard. And then now I get emails from Reddit about the 75 hard subreddit. Mm. And I read one the other day, and these people take this shit so seriously, Ed. I read one the other day where this woman's like, hey, does this mean I have to start over? Did I fail? She's like, she was on like day 60 or something. And she's like, I've been doing my workouts. And she's like, and the other day, she's like, I had already done my workout at the gym and I read the book and drank the water. She'd done everything. And she's like, and so I went out for my nightly walk, and she goes, and there were 65 mile an hour winds outside. And I started walking down the street, and she's like, and there were branches blowing down the street, and cars were turned over, and the fire department was out there with the thing. And she's like, so I came back inside and I just ran the rest of the time on my treadmill. And Ed, you should have seen the comments. The comments,
you like, piece of shit. Yeah,
yes, the comments are like, sorry, should have planned ahead. Oh well, start a new 75 days.
What assholes people are.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck this, because this is a self accountability challenge, right? So I don't give a fuck. I've probably taken the picture out of, I think I'm probably like up to day 50 or so by now. I've probably taken like 12 pictures of myself. Like, that's the one thing you just forget to do. And it doesn't matter because I read the fucking book every day. I drank the water. I ain't had a sip of booze, and I'm eating healthy and I'm doing the workout. So get the fuck out of here. Like, you gotta do what you're doing. It's not, you know, this is for yourself. This is your self improvement. So get the fuck out of here. If you know, you don't take the picture or whatever, who cares? Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
I'm reminded, Ed, as we play the beautiful My Name is Brian song, we're talking about 75 hard. I took a big gulp of my water bottle. And but the thing with the 75 hard is you're drinking so much water, right?
Yeah.
I much like the great Nathan Fielder, I am often at risk of joining the sex offender registry because I will be out. I got this trail area behind my house that I do my hikes on for my 45 minutes outdoors every day. And there are some times where I take one. Usually I take one. Sometimes I have to urinate twice during that. If I do a longer walk, if I do a 90 minute walk, I might even have to urinate three times on a walk. And usually there's a place I can find a bush, or I can go, there's a spot behind the batting cages at the high school that I live by. I can pee back there. No one can really see me. But the other day, yesterday, actually, I had to piss so fucking bad, Ed. And I was like, I actually went off my route looking for somewhere to urinate. And there were people everywhere. There were children. There was everything happening around me. And I'm like, I just need to get to a safe spot. I ended up finding some bamboo and walk and pushing my way into the long grassy bamboo just to be able to urinate, because I didn't want to have to register as a sex offender for the rest of my life. Yeah. So that's part of 75 hard. You might end up a sex offender.
Ed, so yes. When the weather's warm,
yeah,
I like to occasionally ride my bike in the city, like go for a really long ride, and I will fill a water bottle, and then I'll buy a water bottle from a dirty water dog guy to refill.
Right. Yep.
And at some point, you know, if I'm doing like 4 hours out there on the bike, yeah, whatever it is,
yeah,
I got to piss at some point.
Oh yeah.
And so there's not many public restrooms.
No,
yeah, there are people around most of Manhattan.
Yep.
And there's not many public restrooms. There is one in Harlem, but I don't feel great about bringing my bike, locking my bike and going in there.
Yeah.
So I bring the bike with me and I hold it while I visit the urinal. Nice. And like people give me weird looks like, what is this fucking weirdo doing? But like, I just don't feel great.
Yeah.
I don't feel great locking the bike. There's guys sitting there with bolt cutters right next to the bike rack. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take this in.
Yeah, of course. That's smart.
Well, good. Yeah. You got to have a plan, dude. Got to be plans out there for that urination.
Financial guru Lenny Dykstra recovering after having a stroke in Los Angeles this weekend.
Let's give it a timeline. I usually like to say dead by Christmas, but it's only February here. So I'm going to say this guy doesn't make it to 4th of July.
He really has looked very and sounded very unhealthy for many years now. Yeah,
no teeth. Fancy's a pharmaceutical, it appears.
Yeah, he's done time in the pokey.
Yeah.
I saw Kevin Mitchell and Daryl Strawberry were visiting him.
I know. Those guys. When
Daryl Strawberry's concerned. Yeah. I think Kevin Mitchell actually was slandered by someone, maybe like when the Mets GM traded him, because he was on the 86 Mets.
Yeah.
I think he made up a bunch of like gangster shit about him when he was not that. And the rumors persisted that he was like living a wild life when he wasn't.
Oh, really? Because I believe it was Doc Gooden in his book. Or no, it might have been in Jeff Perlman's book, but
Perlman, remember, Perlman refuted your take on him being dead.
Well, I assumed he was dead, but just because of what I heard about him. Yes, I said.
But I think he was slandered. I think he was slandered by the GM who traded him for Kevin McReynolds.
He supposedly had murdered his girlfriend's cat. Okay, that's all I heard. And it was a brutal. It was not. It was worse than what Stephen Avery did to that cat out in the in his burn pit. Okay, so that's all.
Hey, I don't condone that.
No, I don't either.
I just think I remember hearing there were some stories planted to make him seem more dangerous.
That makes sense. I mean, Kevin Mitchell, he had that big ass. He had a big ass like Kirby Puckett. He had that big yellow tooth in the front of his mouth. And he made that one catch, that barehanded catch.
I think it was actually gold. It wasn't just a yellow tooth.
I think it was yellow.
No, he had a gold tooth.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, I got a gold tooth. Man, I'm copying Kevin Mitchell over here. It's beautiful then. I love it.
Well, we don't do an RIP too soon, but it's not looking great for us.
Oh, who cares? No, I mean, it would be funny. Like, look.
It was pretty funny when somebody tried to hook us up with Lenny.
Tola.
Yeah. Was it Tola? Yeah. And we just started talking about dicks on Twitter, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to do your show anymore.
And then I think he asked me for money in a DM.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he wanted to be compensated for being a guest on the Baller Lifestyle podcast, which we don't.
We're like, cool. You ready to talk about dicks? He's like, what? No.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. All right, Lenny Dykstra. Soon.
The Chiefs championship parade was marred by a shooting that injured 22 and killed one. Several children were injured. Two juveniles have been charged. America.
Yeah. Horrible.
We don't have to keep doing this.
I know. Very sad. That's awful.
Just fucking terrible.
I know. That's Also, immediately disappeared from the headlines. It happens so much that
it happens so much.
It's just, you don't even talk about it.
Yeah. So and
we agreed to accept that it's something that just happens in our society.
It's a cost of doing business in America.
Yep. It just is.
And I heard somebody in a bar this past weekend, and he was like, look, how are you going to stop juveniles? You can't stop juveniles. I was like, I didn't get into, I'm not one of these guys that butts into someone else's conversation. I was thinking, just how many juveniles have this incident happen in every other country in the world?
Yeah, none. And it's just we can't even talk about. Like, let's just talk about it. Let's just
this was in the news try to find for, a solution. Like, seriously, a day and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And that's because it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Exactly.
No conversation. And it's not the time. It's not the time.
It's not the time. No, it's not. And what now, not to make light of the situation, but are we certain that the Chiefsaholic was not involved? Like, that's.
Yeah. Well, that was there. My first thought. Chiefsaholic, you know, he runs in the red and he's not afraid of brandishing a weapon.
No, no, that's for sure. He's done it before to live his lifestyle. Now, that reminds me, somebody was asking me about Chiefsaholic the other day. I believe it was Fan. I believe Chiefsaholic may have been, he said, I'm trying to Google his actual name, but I can't remember how to spell it. So I'm just going to Google Chiefsaholic. I was told that he said that, Fan told me that I can't type and talk at the same time, that, Chiefsaholic is in Leavenworth.
Oh, he's in the house that, that Unabomber built.
Yeah. So wait, no, it just says he's been in. So he was indicted in August. So he can't already be in prison.
Leavenworth is the final destination. That's you've already.
Yeah, that's federal prison. Yeah. So he's not in there yet, but maybe he will be. Shocking. Yeah. Let me Google his actual name, because maybe this just says he's been indicted and they can't have already done the trial. Not on a big celebrity like Chiefsaholic. It takes a while to do those. Let's see here.
I did like, after the shooting, it gave Brittany Mahomes a platform to say, this is rough.
She's got tough game.
Wise sage Brittany.
Was she looking in a mirror when she said that? Chiefsaholic pleads. I think he's only pleaded at this point. Pled? It's pleaded, right? But I prefer to say pled. It sounds better, but I believe it's pleaded.
Pled is better, but you might be right.
I prefer pled, but I always hear pleaded. Trial date. Oh, push back 3 months.
There's no way he's in Leavenworth for pleading. He's not the Unabomber.
I got some bad information. Fan fucked me on that. Let's see here.
Famous virgin Unabomber.
Yes. So let's see here. Trial date for Chiefsaholic pushed back 3 months. The trial date for a Chiefs super fan who made national headlines for a series of bank robberies will take place later than initially scheduled. Xavier Babadar, known for his persona, Chiefsaholic, requested that because the 19 counts against him span across 8 states, more time is needed to review evidence and weigh plea negotiations. Federal judge granted the motion. So they're working on a plea. This guy, look, he's got bank robberies in 8 states. He's trying to get this down to probably 25 years or something. Like he's going to try to do concurrent, you know. He's like, "Hey, yeah, I'll do, you get me on that. You get me on all 8. I'll plead guilty to all 8, but let me serve my time concurrently and not in a max, super max." Is my guess, but I don't
Wasn't his mom helping to cover for him?
Of course. The moms always help. Also, he's got those real close together eyes. Like this, there could be some fetal alcohol going on here. Or
I thought that goes the other way.
You're right.
You go full Jimbo with.
Yes, you do. They're usually like Britney Spears. Like they're looking at your Jimbo Fisher. Yeah, exactly. Well, thoughts and prayers.
All right, staying with the Super Bowl.
Tell me.
John Feliciano on the 49ers threw his teammate, Colton McKivitz, under the bus for missing a block that led to the third down stop, which led to the field goal in overtime.
Yeah.
And then he apologized. He said, "I'm sorry, bro. I woke up hungover and being a bitch."
Wow. Oh, so he wasn't hungover for the Super Bowl. He was hungover. No.
Because I thought that's what it was when I saw the headline, and then as you were talking, I clicked on it. Yeah, so he was like on a morning show or something and trashed a teammate, which is like, you know, it's breaking a code. Yeah. It's not like it Colton McKivitz wanted to fail on the play.
Right. No, he didn't. No, it's a game. It's going fast game. And look, I never heard of either of these guys. John Jose Feliciano. Colton McKivitz, these are not guys I know.
These feel like auto-generated Madden names.
Yes.
Like you go in legacy mode or whatever, career mode. That's who you have to draft in the first round of your next year when they just make guys up.
Stuck with those guys. That's funny. Yeah, you know, whatever. It happened.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It happened.
What else, Ed?
It's
That's it. Oh, let's do some emails. Sorry, I got caught up reading about Xavier Boudabar. Wait, hold on. This one.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless.
He's fat and got big teeth. Few emails this week. First.
Hey, Brian, this is the local missionaries in the area, Elder Matson and Elder Johnson. We just sent you a quick text a couple minutes ago. We were just introducing ourselves and wondering if there's a time you could set up to meet and talk about Jesus Christ. Or just shoot us a text or call back whenever it's convenient for you, man. Hope you're having a good one. Bye-bye.
Is this for real?
What do you think?
Who is this?
That's obviously somebody's fucking shared my goddamn phone number.
Let's, you know what? It's,
tell me.
I was just going to say,
yeah,
let's have him on the show. But at the same time, like, I want him to be happy with what he's doing. I don't want to yuck his yum.
Oh, Elder Johnson. You're talking about Elder Madison and Elder Johnson.
Look, yeah. You know, his last name's probably Young. You know how that works.
Yes, I do. Yeah. They're very, that's the thing about Mormons is they're so fucking nice.
They're nice.
They're so nice.
I was thinking, oh, let's get him on, shit on him. It's like, no, let him be into what he wants to be into, unless he murders non-believers, like under the banner of heaven, those extremist guys.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But.
They don't take credit for those guys,
though. No, I know. Yeah. Just like I don't take credit for the extremists, anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. You just fuck whoever did that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't shit on that guy. Like, there's some nice.
It's fucked, but it's also very funny. Like, I have to.
It is funny.
It's very funny. So they got. I'm sure we'll be hearing from Elder Madison.
I just remembered somebody played a joke on me. Ben 906 is really doubling down.
Oh, because you wanted down the Robitussin.
Yeah, like he implied I was cheap with my kids' health, which I had to draw the line there.
I mean, he's joking, obviously, but yes, yeah.
He implied my behavior with toothpaste is because I'm a cheapskate. Yeah. It's like, I'm not a cheapskate. I just have my own quirks like everybody else. Like you're into fucking bowling like a weirdo. Yeah. But he sent me something and I don't know how it works. Clearly it's some sort of toothpaste thing.
Oh. Oh, is it like the thing that you wrap up the toothpaste with?
Yeah, but I have no idea what. Like, I got home and it came in a gift bag and everything. And like, I hope you didn't spend too much on a gag gift. I have no idea what this thing is.
Oh, yeah, but squeeze out the paste. Give it to Michelle. You know, because you know how to squeeze out the paste. Also,
right.
Michelle
said I came home the other day, and Michelle's like, were you talking about toothpaste on the podcast? She's like, yeah. I don't know. We got some contraption. It says, like, enjoy your gift from Ben 906. Which, like, I appreciate a good joke, but I hope he didn't spend too much money. I have no idea how this works.
Oh, you'll figure it out. You got to look, give it to the kids. Pretty soon you'll be using all the tubes.
Do I need to remind you how we're in this mess? Yeah. Because I don't want to share toothpaste with these animals who just like squeeze in the middle, leave the cap off. Yeah. There's toothpaste on the side of the sink.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Okay. Here's another
one. Yeah, very funny, Ben.
Brian, this is Disc. Trying to keep it short here. Just outside peeing at my new house. Anyways, how are you guys doing?
Is he peeing on his new house? Else,
but just have you guys listened to my urine? Okay. Love you, bye.
Okay. This. He was doing it as he talked to us.
Apparently, Dave in San Clemente.
Congrats on the new house, okay. Buddy.
Thanks for Dave. Thanks
Looks Dave. Like you gave yourself a heartwarming, housewarming gift.
Yeah. Now, did I mention last week that Dave in San Clemente had offered up that he would be participating in 75 Hard, and then we hadn't heard from him? So I assume that is his RSVP.
that's not the sound of a guy who's giving up booze. No. But also,
yeah.
It just made me feel wistful. He was the guy with the horse winning.
Yes, he was. He absolutely was.
I got to say, beautiful. I've loved many voicemails over the years.
Oh, the best.
That was my favorite when they goaded the guy into winning in the office.
Anytime somebody would clear their throat.
It was so good. That was a Hall of Fame. Like I feel like we got to play that in our.
I know. It was so long ago.
I know. It If you could find it, Dave,
and
resend it in, we'll just play it like it happened yesterday.
Because I got, I have
it. It was so good.
I have my Google Drive open here, and I feel like it might have been in that.
But here's the thing. He hasn't sent out this as many times as we've received shit.
Yes.
So he'll be able to find.
Yes, 100%.
It was so good.
It was amazing.
And congrats on the new house, buddy.
No. Happy for you and your urine, Dave in San Clemente. Don't sully my talk show with your urine, by the way. Okay. Mm-hmm. We keep it positive around here. We keep it clean.
That's right.
Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed, what's up? It's Dave.
Oh,
hey.
Dave.
Hey, as far as the toothpaste thing goes, I had to weigh in.
I
remember when I was a kid, my Grandma Bray.
Her
toothpaste. To look like somebody fucking ironed it at the end. Seriously.
Yeah, like Ed.
It was hysterical. My dad was.
I'm efficient. Right. I'm efficient.
Yeah, Ed does the same. My grandma.
But I don't use props.
Yeah, my grandma had the thing. She had the little thing, and you just slid it on the end, and then it had a little handle on it, and you would crank it, and it would crank up the paste.
I only roll it on the final day. I'm very efficient.
Yeah.
Just the final day when I get one last burst because I put off going to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the thing. I buy toothpaste at Costco, which is kind of worse because then you get like six tubes. So then you don't need toothpaste for a long time. But also when your tube is getting low, you just assume there's like four more tubes in the other bathroom. And then you go in there to get a new tube and they're all gone. So it's
that's kind of a function of why I'm rolling also. Like there's not a new, it's always the procrastination. And I've gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
But it's a real bummer when you can't get any shampoo out.
No.
Oh, and you go, I gotta go full white trash and put a little water in this to get that last batch out.
So depressing.
If you don't have shampoo, you can't squeeze it out. You're like, all right, I know I can get one wash, but that's when then I take the shampoo bottle and I toss it out of the shower during the shower. So I know I'm like, all right, now I got to go to the store.
Yeah. I'm basically like, Stephen Curry with launching anything from inside the shower to the wastebasket that's near the toilet. I've never missed. And,
I throw it intentionally in the middle of the floor so I can't ignore it. I'm like, I got to pick this up and go to the store.
No, I do. I do a fall away in the shower over the toilet every time. I've never missed.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right. Look at this. She was so goddamn cheap. She wasn't cheap with her gifts for me and my brother, but you know, her grandchildren, but it did. It looked like somebody ironed it because she got every last piece out there.
That's good.
Plus, a toothpaste, there's nothing wrong with that. Get every last bit. Maybe not to that extent. You are a serial killer, but
exactly.
She wasn't. But you know how it gets all gross and shit? You got to wipe at the top. You open it and there's shit dry.
No, you got to put the lid back on.
Get that shit out of there. You got to wipe it off.
You know? You don't get in. You know, there's no shit on there if you put the lid back on. Right?
I did. Yeah. No. The lid stays on and it doesn't get dry. If you keep the lid off, and that's why I haven't fucked with a flip top lid in forever, because they're not.
They don't even make that anymore, Ed. That's from the 90s.
I think they do, and it's just garbage. I will not go for that shit. Yeah. But I did see, I was at a boys' weekend in Chicago 8 years ago, 6 years ago, and it was raining sideways, and so we were just waiting it out. And like my buddies and I were in different hotel rooms, and we're like, and it's like, it's lunchtime. And so we're like, after this, we'll go get lunch and, you know, start our day.
Yep.
And the hotel, I could only get one TV channel.
Oh, the porno, the 24-hour porno loop?
No, it was like, what if it's not TLC, one of those bullshit, like everything's a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
There was a show called Extreme Cheapskates or something like that. The cheapest people on earth.
Cubes together and shit.
They were having a family using the same bathwater. Shit like that. Ed, it was disgusting.
Jesus Christ. It was
the worst thing I'd ever seen. So do not put me in that category, because I give it one last oomph with my toothpaste.
Hey, you know, everyone's got their thing.
That's not serial killer shit.
I mean, it kind of is.
You know, push the toothpaste from the very end.
I guarantee you, Dahmer,
Dean. He had a lot of brushing to do because he was eating people.
Yeah, Gacy. Ted Bundy, so handsome. VTK, he had the tightest rolled. He had the tightest rolled toothpaste in the world. 100%. And you know,
that mustache comb.
You know, his cell is so organized. Like, he just keeps it.
He might be in Leavenworth, right?
I don't know. Well, no. Oh, yeah, Kansas. But that's federal prison, Leavenworth. And I think they, you know.
Did he kill across state lines?
I don't know. He might. I think he did go to like Arkansas or something and murk somebody. I think
he might have.
Remember, he was at that Boy Scout camp, and then everybody would go to sleep, and then he went out and drove to like Oklahoma or Nebraska and murdered somebody and then came back.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to like become pen pals with him, he's at the El Dorado Penitentiary
in Kansas.
It says the victim is at, where's the El Dorado? El Dorado Penitentiary.
Yeah.
El Dorado, Kansas.
Yeah.
Where? Butler County, Kansas. Let's hope it's far enough away from everyone, because that dude was a scary motherfucker.
Yeah, he was. He was. Okay, let's let Dave finish up here.
Me, personally, I use kids' toothpaste. It has fluoride. I don't like
the bubble gum flavor.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a Dave.
That's way serious. Yeah. That's pedo.
You're doing some, like, because I've accidentally used or been like in, like, when my kids were little, I've had to use it, and I'm like, this is so disgusting. Gross. Yeah.
I like watermelon.
Watermelon.
This is one of these Jolly Ranchers.
Children's
bubble gum.
Oh, my great toothpaste.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
For sure. All right, guys. Mint. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Who's sending Taylor Swift shit now? We got a bunch of assholes out there, and they need to be called out by name.
That's right.
We find them. Take care, guys. Love you both.
Thank you, Dave. I love you. Love you too, Dave. Buddy. He's the best. Here's another one.
Ballers. Been a minute. I wanted to comment. Y'all were talking about traffic.
It should be noted. This is Charles Kiralt Jr.
Oh,
yep. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Situations. I don't know, a couple episodes ago, episode or two ago.
Traffic.
Anyway, I wanted to add to that.
Tell us.
Sometimes there's a construction situation in a two-lane deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to merge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It should automatically be known that when you merge, it's like a zipper.
Yeah.
You know. One on the right side, one on the other. You know, you just merging together, and it comes together. But sometimes people don't follow that rule, and that's bullshit. Second, if you squeeze the toothpaste in the middle of the tube, like my wife does,
yeah, all wives do,
serial killer tendencies.
That's right.
Yep. Correctamundo.
Yep.
That's why I go solo. I got my own shit.
I have a device that my dentist gave me.
Oh.
You can roll the tube into it and, like, rolls it up. And so it squeezes it, like, paper thin. So you get every drop of toothpaste out. And I'll admit, I use it. And Ed would appreciate that.
Ed's going to use one, too. Yeah. He's just been delivering. Yeah.
Ben sent me two of these metal contraptions. So if someone wants one, we'll come up with a contest.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants a contraption?
Yeah, absolutely. The zipper merge thing, I have been known because I used to, on my commute, I used to use an intersection where it went from two lanes and then you cross the intersection and it goes down to one. And most of the locals knew how to do the merge, but oftentimes because this is a touristy area, oftentimes there'd be some fucking bumpkins from the middle there in their rental car and they would try to fuck me over. And what I would do is I would block their car and then I would pull up next to them and I would do the thing with my fingers where you interlock your fingers to show the sign of a zipper. This is how we merge. We merge like this. Yes, that is very irritating. The zipper merge.
You know who gets that wrong the most? The same people who get four-way stops wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's young white women. Oh, it's usually like a 25-year-old white woman thinks it's her turn every time.
Every time. Well, they have hot privilege a lot of the time.
Yep.
Here's another one.
What's up, fam? Telly Two Putts here.
Oh, Telly Two Putt.
Telly.
Still hurting from Vegas.
I like... Great pop. Hold on. I liked it.
I think Dry February was going to start yesterday.
Does he think we know he was in Vegas? Like, he's like still hurting from Vegas. Like, had we discussed this before?
I think that was the assumption.
Yeah.
Okay. At some point, he's going to end up there.
Yeah, still hurting from Vegas. Oh, okay. All right.
Time, but 6 days, man.
Oh, so that's.
Do you think he can hear me right now?
I will never do that again.
Well, he couldn't. He could even if he was talking to us, he couldn't hear.
I got to be honest. I haven't heard Ed for the last half hour. Like,
and he goes, "I was lying."
So I was listening to that podcast last year when I went to Germany by myself.
Yeah,
I was like walking around, and I was at a German. I was like right outside a German museum, about to go in, and I just burst into laughter when I heard he couldn't hear me. And the people looked at me like I was a fucking maniac.
And people were like mad at Telly, and Telly was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I thought it was fucking hilarious."
That was one of the great moments.
Okay, let's hear about his Vegas trip. I wonder if there was any golf involved.
I don't even know if I'll ever go back to Vegas again.
Oh no.
I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that lady, the finance lady that gave a CIA agent $50,000 in a shoebox. I'd like to get your opinion, your theories. I honestly think that she was hacked and they found something in her email.
Of course.
Now I'm going to guess it's an effect.
Of course.
And she probably figured $50,000 and make up another story. She'll be all right. And then now she gets to be the victim too, but actually she's not the victim. She's getting fucking murdered online. But have a good week, guys. Trav, I hope you win the old guy March Madness.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thing. Yeah.
Talk to you later.
That's nice. That's so nice of you wishing on the job.
I actually have no idea what he's talking about.
None. Zero. I don't. Some finance lady gave a CIA guy 50 grand.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know. But, send us the story, buddy.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be cool because we would talk about it if I knew the story.
Yeah.
But,
no clue.
Something shady went on. Of course. You don't put money in a shoebox unless you're Bob Menendez, the New Jersey senator.
And also like 50 grand, even if it's your 50 grand, like you got to call the bank and set that up. You know, like it's a whole thing to get 50 grand in cash and they really try to talk you out of it and you got to sign a bunch of shit and stuff. So it's, you know, it's not an easy thing. Okay. One more email.
Hey, ballers. Super Lee here.
Oh, Super Lee.
Gotta say, you guys were a little harsh on my guy, Ben, 906.
You guys?
And here he is trying to tell you how to raise your kids, Ed, and you tell him to fuck off.
I know, unbelievable.
That seems a little harsh. I mean, he is a doctor after all.
He's a physician.
Provide medicine to your kids.
Yep.
I don't know where you'd be so harsh with him.
Yes.
Anyways, I just think you guys are being a little unfair, and I want to call that out because I'm all about fairness. I'm also all about these arms, so I hope everyone else is doing good on these 75 hard days. I know I'm feeling it every day.
Hell yeah.
And, Brian, you know, we had a good 75 hard talk on the after show. You might want to share that as a bonus, Brian.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
That's all. Hope you guys are having a great President's Day, honoring all the presidents. Some are probably one, right, Ed? I'll talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Wait, honoring all the presidents, what?
Except for one. thank you for that, Super Lee.
Martin Van Buren needs to go fuck himself. Wait,
oh, I thought he was he was the confirmed bachelor, but that's James Buchanan.
No, yeah. Well, Martin Van Buren was the reason for the 2-party system, but yeah, right. James Buchanan, confirmed bachelor, who helped lead to the Civil War. There's all kinds of guys that, like,
oh yeah,
of the presidents. When we say President's Day, there have been like 4.5 good presidents.
Yeah, they're mostly pieces of shit, these guys.
Mostly garbage.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, couple emails to read. Name 3 things people typically love but you cannot stand. I'll go first. Cucumber, The Beatles, Star Wars. Bri, I gave up on the hard 75. Reading isn't fun unless you take the J. Stu approach. That's from Dave in Rancho San Clemente. Oh, Dave.
Dave. I agree with 1.5 of those.
You're anti-cucumber? I would say I don't think people love cucumber, though. I think that's a misnomer. It's okay.
I love pickles, which I know.
Who doesn't?
Stu hates them. Oh, but I love pickles.
Oh, they're fantastic.
But if a cucumber is in a salad or anything, I feel it ruins the taste. I do not like cucumbers at all.
It's a very distinctly
in flavored London, thing. A lot of like restaurants, you get water. They're like, oh, here's cucumber in your water. Hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it in my water for sure. They give that to you at spas and stuff. And I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't really care, but I prefer not to have it in there. I'm fine with cucumbers. I use them.
And so for me, Star Wars, I really liked as a kid.
Yeah.
Like not to a crazy degree, but I really liked it as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I watched it in adulthood and like it's for the most part fine, but like I realized, oh, this was children's movies. So like when people are like, oh, Jar Jar Binks sucked, like, yeah, but if you go back, like the shit that was designed for somebody over the age of 9 kind of sucked.
None of it. Yeah, I mean,
you know, so like it has its place. It's like, you know, I wouldn't go back and see other things, like, you know, I don't watch the Smurfs. Like
yeah.
I don't hate Star Wars. The Beatles, I actually disliked years ago, and I've come to appreciate more of it.
Yeah.
And their influence and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, like most of their stuff, it doesn't really register with me.
Yeah. I like the Beatles. Cucumber, I like. Star Wars, I mean, first of all, the first one and the third one have exactly the same plot. It's the fucking, they're building, it's another fucking Death Star. And in the third one, because in the first one. That one's
pretty badass with Hoth.
Yeah. In the first one, they got to shoot it like right in the dick to blow up the Death Star, where they got to drop that fucking A-bomb in the thing. And that's kind
of. Third one, they just get Lando and Admiral Akbar and the gang.
Yeah,
it wasn't even the right guys.
They got to turn off the force field, and they turn off the force field by like throwing a rock. And the fucking and there's one stormtrooper guarding the force field, and he just looks the other direction. They run like that's it. That's the plan.
Well, what? It was like that. It was like that.
On the Ewok planet.
What's the fuck.
Also, there's Teddy Bear.
The Ben Affleck bank robber, Boston.
Oh, we got to get to the Charlestown Bridge.
That's a good movie. But the cops like that.
Aren't allowed to go over the bridge?
Yes, but they go over the bridge and they see one cop who's like guarding the area, and he sees them with their machine guns, and he just turns his head the other way. That was the stormtrooper.
He's got a pension. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fair, Fair. Yeah, the third one sucks. The second one's good, and Billy Dee Williams is amazing, except he doesn't know how to pronounce anybody's name, and they just
hey, like Chewbacca. Yeah,
Leia, Han Solo. It's
Han.
It's Han, dude. The guy's called Han, and they're like, oh, no, he's a cool black guy. We can't
tell him. Hey, Chewbacca.
I'm trying to think.
I had a couple of Colt 45s before this set. Yes. You're not going to tell me shit.
I'm sure there's a million things that I don't like that are commonly popular, but I don't off the top of my head, I don't pre-read these, so sorry for that.
The thing that I think it really annoyed me when I was in high school about the Beatles. I bring up shit all the time that I like. Yeah. For me, coffee. And I walked by a Starbucks today.
Yeah.
Well, I walked by a Starbucks today and I was like, God damn, I love the smell of coffee. I just don't like the taste of it. But back to the Beatles.
Yeah.
I remember being really annoyed that people like, haha, Lucy with a Sky with Diamonds is actually a reference to LSD. That's the most like ham-handed reference to LSD. Like it's a dumb song and it's not that clever. Like,
But it's not even about that. That's just made. That's just what people.
I know.
Made
but like, up. I just, it's a terrible song.
Yeah.
Yellow Submarine, garbage song.
Yeah. I mean,
there are some garbage songs that got praise. And so that's why I disliked them. Yeah. But then over time I appreciate, While My Guitar Gently Weeps and things that I didn't notice when I was a kid.
Especially because you got to realize they did all, there was no rock and roll like that, or at least not white guys playing it. And they did all of that in 8 years. Like the Beatles were still in their 20s when they broke up. They went from Love Me Do to the fucking White Album in 8 years, which is kind of crazy. And
I like a bunch of Rolling Stones songs.
Yep.
Rolling Stones saw the Beatles and they're like, oh shit, we got to start writing our own stuff. They were just a cover band.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they inspired everybody.
Yeah. And the look, I like the Stones too, but the whole thing about the Stones is, or the Beatles is they're clean cut, cute, nice kids. And the
Stones are dangerous.
Yeah. The Stones are dangerous, tough. The Stones are a bunch of fucking art school fops, and the Beatles are from Liverpool in the north. And the only reason they got so good as a band is because they went to fucking Hamburg and played 8 hours a day for sailors. Like it's actually the opposite of what people think, which is kind of interesting. But I'm sure I have those things too.
And back to Lucy in the Sky. There was a movie called Lucy in the Sky about the diaper astronaut starring Natalie Portman.
Stop it.
And they didn't. It was about that. Not. And they didn't have the diaper scene. No.
Why even make the movie?
No point.
She drove.
That was the only interesting part. Otherwise, you just have somebody who's obsessed with someone. Who cares?
She drove from Houston to
Florida, right?
Canaveral. Yeah. Without stopping. I mean, I'm sure she had to gas up. But the whole reason for the diaper is so she could piss herself. She was probably, hopefully she wasn't doing 75 hard because that's 14 pisses.
That's a ton of, that diaper must've been massive.
So full, but it's.
Do you ever have times when you let it ride with your kids a little too long? And then when you take it off, you're like, this is the largest diaper I've ever seen.
Oh, it's real heavy. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. Here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. I would like to nominate former NFL defenseman Al Iafrady for both the young guy that looks old bracket and the Rose Carroll hair scale. Al Iafrady was born in 1966. That makes him 27 years old in 1993. I did the math for you. He's making fun of me for being bad at math. He looks at least 50. Am I wrong? In regards to his hair, is problematic the correct word to use to describe it? That is from thanks.
His hair. I don't even know why I know this wrestler. His hair looks like Tugboat from the wrestler.
Oh yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, it's. I mean, he was really trying to hold on to it. I imagine with that name, Al Iafrady. I mean, it seems like he might have grown up on Long Island, Ed, or maybe in the Dirty Jurors somewhere.
So this is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I was in the Bronx today.
Yeah.
We President's Day, we took my son to see a few colleges. We took him to Fordham today.
Oh, nice.
The
college of who went to Fordham? famous alums?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you two.
Oh, Vince Lombardi.
No, that wasn't one of them. Vin Scully. Well,
they told us on this on the tour, they're like, here's our football stadium where, you know, they're not Division One. They're not like FBS, but they're like, yeah. Vince Lombardi was.
Yeah. No, Vin Scully attended Fordham, and the great comic writer, essayist, Dave Hill. Both
okay.
Fordham alums.
So anyway, we were checking out because it's local and we could go there. And we got lunch on Arthur Ave, which is like amazing Italian restaurants. Oh, and we had like went to an Italian deli. We sit down and next to us are like four very Italian guys. Oh, fuck. And they're like, they're immediately like, oh, you know who's from Mount Vernon? They're like, Captain Lou Albano. Yeah, my cousin played with him in high school. And I was just laughing like, you'd sit down at an Italian place in the Bronx and guys are talking about Captain Lou Albano playing high school football. It was amazing.
That's amazing. That's so good. No, a great Italian American, Captain Lou Albano. That's fantastic. Okay, here's another. Oh, Ally Freddy added to the list. Thank you for that, G Fish. Oh, Ed, Daily's Choice.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
This is from LSU Lala. Ed, Daily's Choice, RuPaul, or Big Frida? Do you know who that is? Because I don't.
I got to look up Big Frida.
Well, we shouldn't have things we got to look up, though, LSU. Like, who the fuck is Big Frida? Now I'm looking
I assume up. A drag queen.
Yeah. Never heard of this person.
Our age.
Yeah. She's not known at Freddie Ross Jr., better known by his stage name Big. No, nobody knows who this is. Okay, hold on. There's more. How fucking rich is this guy? Wait. I got to switch boards to get to the how fucking rich is this guy song. Okay, here we go.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Ed, LSU, I don't know what's going on with LSU, but he's really obsessed with RuPaul. Ed, how fucking rich do you think RuPaul is?
So where I've gotten this wrong in the past is, does RuPaul have any like exercise equipment that...
Well, I'm not going to...
She has sold over the years.
Yeah, you got to operate on your own.
I'm going to say RuPaul is somebody who's more famous than crazy rich.
Yep.
But RuPaul does have... has had a long-term show, that drag race show, yes, that I've heard of.
It's crazy.
But is it on a real... It's not on network TV, right?
I think it might be on MTV.
Yeah, so that's not major money, no. But like at the same time, RuPaul, I believe, got famous when I was like a freshman in high school. So it's been
yeah, that's
30 plus that years.
Song, which was like a gay club anthem, and
they
put it on TV for some reason, and it was a big song. Turn to the left.
Yeah.
Now does he drag up anymore? Because I never see him. I mean, I never see him, thankfully. But when I do, he's just looking like a dude. He doesn't drag up, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because I've seen RuPaul, like, I saw RuPaul interviewed as just, like, the bald guy.
Yep.
So, I'm going to say $8 million. Like, not like, if you're talking, like, MTV, I don't know if there's ever been that big jump to, like, some network show. I think it's more famous than rich.
Yeah. You're very close. If the question was, what is 12% of RuPaul's net worth? Because RuPaul is worth $60 million.
Really?
Yeah, RuPaul is an American actor, drag queen. How come it doesn't say his real name?
But like actor in what? It's been like some kind of low rent reality network.
Oh, his name is RuPaul. RuPaul Andrew Charles. And Andre Charles, better known as RuPaul, is born in San Diego, November 17th, 1960.
So do you think like, if the show is still going on, do you think RuPaul is getting paid like $5 million? Like, I just have no idea of what, yeah, but what is that?
I don't know.
You know, like, network money is one thing, and then you get reality shows, like, does, yeah. Although fucking Judge Judy is like worth more than anyone in the world. So yeah, who knows?
Syndicated though. However, the most significant contribution has been as the creator and host of RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay, well, here's something, Ed. A reality TV show that premiered in 2009.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
But even if I knew all the particulars you just said, I still would have said like 15, 16.
Yeah, that's where I would have been, like 15, 20, maybe 60 million. In October 2019... Oh, Ed, he might have more than 60 million. In October 2019, RuPaul paid $13.7 million for a 10,000 square foot extravagant mansion in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
Yeah. For more than 25 years, he has owned an apartment in New York City.
Now, you know, filthy rich if that's the case.
Yep. Also a condo in West Hollywood. So he's got he's got money. He's pretty rich. Okay. But what, bigger question was, what the fuck is going on with LSU Lala? Because his next question is, oh my God, I can't figure out the fucking music beds here. His next, this is a button right here. His next question is,
I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
Well, I just kind of spoiled it because he's born. It's a great song because he's born 1960. So we know how old
1960?
He is.
1960? Okay.
1960, RuPaul.
I would guess around there, though, because if I had to say RuPaul's been famous for 34 years, I would have guessed RuPaul was in early 30s when that happened. Yeah.
Yep. That makes sense. Okay. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for Not Sports. Not Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the things that are not sports?
A Tucson teacher named Nkechi Diallo lost her job over an OnlyFans account. You may remember this teacher by her former name, Rachel Dolezal. Wow. Back.
Wow. Back. She's given herself a more African sounding name. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Taking a peek while you're over at the urinal, taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.